So this isn't a word that's meant to be for older people. Though we have some people here that are over 40. I think our Ustream's working, so we have some of you who are listening. But this is a word for all of us, because I want you to hear the momentum over the years. Caleb was this way at 40 and was still this way at 85. David was that way as a young boy and stayed that way until he was 70. John was in his early 30s. His heart was wrecked on the breast of Jesus. And at 95, he's writing the Gospel of John. Pens the term, "I thirst." Nobody else ever did. Anna, 84 years old, fasting day and night in the temple. Been doing that for 60 years, it says, since she was in her 20s. And when the Lord began to speak to me, I thought, whoa. And there was like this thing came over me, this prophetic thing that came on me of decree and declaration. And so this is what it was. I'm just going to read this to you because this is how I got it. Okay? So I want all of you to hear this. I want all of my family to hear this. This is one of those Sundays, you don't always as a preacher because you don't really care. I thought, God, I hope we're full this Sunday. And we're not. But that's in God's hands. And but I would encourage you to encourage others to listen to this. We do have the technology. Because I believe this is what God wants from you until the last breath that you breathe. So I was in this place of despair and just came out of that. And I'm not prone towards despair. You do understand. I don't like despair. It's not any fun. And this is what I began to just record. I cannot just take it easy and wait around just to wait around and take it easy. I cannot live with all the dreams being behind me and believe it's too late to dream into the future. I've got to live believing the best is yet still ahead of me. Amen. I can't and I won't believe it's too late and there's not enough time. I've got to live pushing the envelope, climbing higher, as if I've never reached the summit and it's still there pulling me upward. As a matter of fact, I've got to climb even faster, knowing that wherever I drop dead, someone will take the baton at that point. As high as I've gone, at that height, keep climbing even higher. Until then, I want to live and die climbing faster and higher than I ever have before. I can't live trying to buy a few more years just to stick around. It's not about how many years I can squeeze out of this life. It's about how much life I can squeeze in to the years I have left. I will not spend my life trying to protect myself just so I can be a lingering museum for everybody else around me to enjoy. Museums are about dead things and memories of the past. I've got new memories to build. It's not time for me to reduce my schedule because I'm overdoing it. I've got to keep doing it with even more urgency to go as far and as high as I can while I can. I want to attempt new adventures in the Lord that I have yet to experience and leave those behind as my heritage. I want to high dive spiritually. I want to skydive spiritually. I want to do things I've never done yet I've always wanted to do. I want to dream bigger dreams, go after those dreams at a faster pace than ever before. I believe the excitement and the passion just has to keep increasing. I want to risk more, not rest more. I want to attend tomorrow and believe for more. I want to be changed more, a lot more, and create change, radical change. I want to be more radical, period. I want to dare more. Life flows from the inside out. If it's true that my inner man is being renewed day by day, that I'm looking for greater torrents of the Spirit to flow out of me than ever before, I reject slowing down. I want to walk in more wisdom, but I reject using a little wisdom as an excuse just to slow down and take it easy. Doesn't sound very wise to me at all. I choose to be more foolish for Jesus and more lovesick. It's time for more, not less. I refuse to be restricted or limited. I am not resting on past plans as I ease into retirement full of reminiscence. I've got new plans, big ones, crazy big ones. It's not time to relax. Instead, I want to squeeze in as much as I can and keep squeezing the more in until I'll explode into heaven. I do not want to shuffle my way to the end. I want to run faster with him than ever before. I want him to take me away with him farther up and farther in than I've ever known before. It's not time to be careful or fearful or cautious. It is time to be fearless and as reckless as I can be into my last breath, which will still be grasping for more on this side. I don't want to waste any time. The truth is, I want to live knowing that I didn't have time to waste. The only thing I want to waste is all I am and all that I have on Jesus. I want to have more fun, worship more, pray for more people, a lot more people, learn more, teach more, hate sin more, love Jesus more, be transformed more, expand more, reach out more, laugh more, hope more, cry more, love more, and believe for more. I want the next person in front of me to be the most important moment in my life, the big show, all day, every day, with increased passion. I'm not going to be time's servant. Instead, time will be my servant. I'm not going to live cutting down or cutting back instead of going out. Instead, I'm going to go out cutting up, stirring up, and firing up. If he's able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything I can ask or imagine, then I want him to expand my imagination without boundaries. I'm not going away. As a matter of fact, I'm going on, I'm going in, I'm going up, and I'm going after the enemy. I'm not going to die holding on. I'm going to live letting go of all caution to the wind of the Holy Spirit. I am not going to fizzle out. I'm going to flame out. Again, I will not shuffle into heaven or ease into heaven. I will explode into heaven when the time comes for me to give up this earth suit. I refuse to live for survival's sake. I will live every minute of my life for revival's sake. I will not die on the Lido deck. There's no point to argue with me about it, no matter how much you love me. If you love me, if you really know me, you'll understand I'd rather be dead. Can't talk me out of it. I refuse to surrender to petty things. I don't know what time I have left. And I'm going to live every day as if it's the last day I have. But plan like I have 45 more years. Big plans, crazy dreams. You with me?
Amen.
I remember sitting in my cardiologist's office in August when I was trying to tell him that the medicine was killing me because I couldn't move my arms. I couldn't do anything. And so they were talking to me, and they'd go, well, this medicine doesn't just help your cholesterol. I said, my cholesterol is 96. It's crazy low. I said, well, yeah, but it also fights inflammation in your coronary walls. And so if you quit taking that, you put your life at risk. There are marathoners who have heart attacks. And I looked at that lady, I thought, marathoner? I can't walk down the hall and lift up my arms. You're kidding me. This is what you want me to squeeze out as many years as I can feel like this? I'm not going to be stupid. I'm going to do things. And those are drugs that are great for some people. You with me? I'm going to do all the supplements. I take 24 supplements in the morning. I used to couldn't take a vitamin. It'd make me sick. I'm going to lose all the weight I can lose. Stop telling me how good I look. I got a long way to go. Livy tried to talk. Oh, you're looking so good. You'll need some more weight. No, I'm going to go as far as we can go. I want to be as stealthy as I can because I want to be climbing as high as I can that last minute. But you see, I believe that's the way we're supposed to live our Christian life all the time. Don't you? I'm not going to let aches and pains be a pain in the neck to my spiritual life. And my brothers, my clergy, you better understand this. You better strap it on. Because if taking it easy and hiding out, easing your way, slowing down is where you're at, you better sign up for the community center somewhere. Because that's not what I'm at, not what I'm going to do. There are people to love. There are things to do. There's life to live. I believe the best is yet to come for all of us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.